Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley strikes out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill strikes out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. as Q hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Gus Gill. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez now playing second base. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-2 in the game. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.